All right, I'm here with Johnny Fox London and Julia, and we've just seen The Sound of Mumbai at the Royal Overseas League. Now, Julia, how did you find it?
Actually, I found it really inspiring and quite moving, and I'd be interested in following up what happens with the choirs.
Would you be willing to give a donation?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and John, how did you find it?
Well, should just explain what it is, because our vast listening audience across the world...
It's only my mother.
Hello, sure. Paul's mother. Yeah. Won't know what it is. This is a project run by a small charity called Songbound?
Songbird or
Songbound?
Songbound.
I stand corrected.
To involve children from the slums of Bombay, rather like the children in Slumdog Millionaire.
It's Mumbai, isn't it?
What did I say?
Bombay.
Yes, well, we are in the Royal Overseas League. I think
you step back in time.
Those bits of the map are still pink as far as they're concerned. Let me tell this story.
Phileas Fogg from the Royal Overseas League.
Wasn't he the Reform Club? You were there.
Anyway, let's return to the documentary.
It's a wonderful film, which you can actually see on More4, about children in the slums in Mumbai who were encouraged to join a choir, which gave one gala performance at the main sort of concert hall in the city of The Sound of Music. Awesome. And they flew in a conductor and choir leader from Austria, and they dressed the kids in these little dirndls and they looked very cute. But the boys and girls are very much like the kids in Slumdog Millionaire, and they're full of enthusiasm and hope. And now the idea of the project is that they should continue to support those children who are involved in the film, using royalties from the film to provide their later education, college and university education, but also to start these choirs in many more of the slums of Mumbai, which have been relocated to the outskirts now. A lot of it's been bulldozed for redevelopment. And so there are lots of pockets of redeveloped housing for the very poorest families. Mm-hmm. And the idea of Songbound is that they'll support a choir master or a leader to run a choir of about 50 or 60 children in many of these places.
And yes, and you know, well, John, you and I are members of a choir, so we both know about the powers of music.
Indeed, yes. And our annual subscription, in fact, for the London Gay Men's Chorus is just about what it costs to provide all the expenses for one choir in a year. So I think I might...
Take that to committee?
I think I might write them a check.
Oh, right, yes, of course. I thought we were going to import some music directors.
For the Dame John Holt Choir, who only sing show tunes.
Possibly, yes.
Yes, well, it was a very sweet film, and it's worth watching on digital download or digital on demand.
Yes.
Okay, I think we'll leave it at there by our fireside at the Royal Overseas League.
How exciting!